Well, it looks a lot like football out here on the practice field at Bank of America Stadium as the Panthers start the last phase of OTAs. And Brian Strickland, Max Henson, guys, it's so good to see actual football out here. You got team offense versus defense, a lot of activity, and spirits were high.
Yeah, spirits were definitely high, Mike. It was a good day. I think I wrote down 9:18 a.m. was the magic time that you had your first offense versus defense play, you know, phase three, the first time that's allowed. And you could kind of sense, of course, the guys were aware of that. They got to put helmets on today, and they got to go against each other like that. And they were off and running. I mean, it was hard to believe it was the first time they'd done that because they looked pretty smooth in the operation.
Well, Max, it was a story of comings and goings. You had new faces out on the field for the first time. What struck you as you watched practice?
Well, of course, this day was fun, as Mike mentioned, just to be out here covering a practice again. There were some, you know, familiar faces which were fun to see again. I mean, Captain Munnerlyn, it looked like he had never left. Back in this defense, back with Coach Wilkes and Coach Rivera. Always good to see those guys back together again. Julius Peppers out here, number 90. And we all know the kind of imposing presence that Peppers brings to a practice field. So to see those guys back on the defense has been great. And then some new guys on the offense. Russell Shepard. I mean, I had heard that he brought a ton of energy to the football field. I mean, that guy is always talking. And that's something Cam Newton likes. And you can tell that they're going to have an instant connection just based off the fact that those two love to yap. They love to talk, keep the energy and the funk up during practice. That's the word Russell used to describe it. And I love that. I mean, that makes practice fun. So that was cool to see.
You know, I like it. That's old school when you start talking about funk, especially P-Funk. But bottom line, the look of this team is totally different. You have so much energy out here on the field. There's a lot that head coach Ron Rivera and this staff want to accomplish during this last session of OTAs.
Yeah, I mean, competition is a key word this time of year all the time, but it does feel like even more so this year that's the case. You know, coming off the year you did not want to see as far as how things went on the field, added a lot of pieces through free agency, the most aggressive free agent period I can remember, possibly in Panthers history. Also, but at the same time, you brought back a lot of your key guys as well, and seeing those guys intermingle out here, competition, again, is the word. You could really feel the competitive spirit already, even as far away as we are technically from week one.
And, Max, what's the timetable for these phase three, and then we wrap up?
Yeah, we got 3 weeks of OTAs coming here, and so that's what the team is going to be working through. Each session is supposed to start here at the same time. The Panthers lucked out today. No rain until we started our shoot here, so it's coming down now, but they didn't have to deal with this, so they were out practicing. So, yeah, they'll go through this for 3 weeks, and then we've got the mandatory mini camp before we wrap things up and get ready for training camp.
Well, rain or shine, you know that your Panthers.com team, Bill Voth, out here on the field getting interviews, and these guys coming up with great stories during OTAs and also during minicamp, guys. A lot of stuff coming up right here on Panthers.com. So, you know, for the latest in news and information, stay logged on to Panthers.com.